Hello. If you wanna go, go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. Woo! I think I need to back up from the mic.
You hear my? You see my head trembling? Go, go,
go. My God! That's the remix.
The volume put me in the Parkinson's.
Yes.
Good God, no, Almighty!
It can go down just a notch or
just
two.
Just a tad.
Yeah.
Just a little poquito. Poquito.
Muy poquito.
Why men love when you talk to them in Spanish?
Because it's a sexy language. Yes, Spanish and Italian is very sexy.
Yes. Ladies, if you ever in a uncompromising position with your man and he likes the Spanish in his ear, just whisper ever so beautifully, Damalo papi. Damn.
But what if you have a Glorilla type of voice?
See,
like, how can you be sexy
I don't know.
Spanish like that?
Yeah. So first of all, I don't want nobody to think that I'm talking bad on Glorilla.
Oh, no,
I really
respect
her as an artist.
Yes.
But ain't nothing sexy about Glorilla voice. I'm sorry. Her voice literally sound like her name should be Glorilla. But then when you look at her, she's so cute. Like, it's just, what's her real name?
Gloria. Gloria, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that's her middle name?
Yes.
Her name is Gloria, yes. Hallelujah Woods.
I could even see, Gloria don't even fit her because she look like a little Keisha or Tamika. She's
Gloria.
So cute. But Glorilla sound like a Glorilla. And how do you as a woman, you having relations with your man, come on, dog.
You go. Maybe she's like, different, you know, in the relationship. But they had her to pronounce certain words.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she said Urban.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Urban.
Yeah.
I can't even form my mouth.
Right.
Because is that like a Memphis thing?
I think so.
Because Moneybagg Yo pronounces his words like she does. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like DC, what's the girl named? Jess Hilarious.
Yes.
And
actor Snoop.
So it's very, you can tell somebody from DC and Baltimore when they talking.
And
right.
Orleans,
just by basic,
you know, they have
words
that
they say. Yeah. But her voice is so
strong.
It is. She has a strong voice for it to be as petite as she is.
Yes.
She has a very strong
voice. She definitely commands the attention.
Voice. Yeah. So. Mm.
So could you imagine her speaking Spanish?
Yeah, it just wouldn't. Yeah, no. It's just some things that I don't need to visualize or perceive auditorily. Because it's just, it's going to just be a no for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-mm.
Even if I met someone from Tennessee and they spoke to me, it would be a turnoff, like a guy trying to get my attention and he started pronouncing words incorrectly. He may be a good dude, but I missed, you know.
But it's not incorrectly to him.
Mm-mm.
Not to him, but for me.
Yeah.
You know, and
so
that's
so you're turned off by the enunciation of words.
Oh, it
sometimes
would irritate me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or I would say, where are you from? To kind of understand why you're speaking that way. And I'm like, oh, you must not be from here. And nah, I'm from such and such. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's a common thing. So maybe I can overlook it because of where they're from. But I may have thrown away the best man in my life because of that. And sometimes that's superficial.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think we all have little prejudices about little nuances of people. But like when I first moved down here, I couldn't grasp people saying screet, scrait, strawberry.
Scrong.
It don't make sense to me because I can pronounce street, straight, strawberry, strong, right? I never knew a toilet was a commode. It's a toilet. I thought sneakers were sneakers, not tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Soda is soda, not pop.
Mm.
So,
but pop usually is up north anyway, right?
Because my north cousins and Midwest, from up north.
Midwest, yeah. Midwest, not
my
north.
My cousins from up north say yeah. pop all the time.
Are they Midwest?
They're
they
up north, New York?
Okay, yeah. I never mm-hmm. pronounced it, or I they never thought of it as soda pop. Yeah. I just call it.
Well,
soda.
That's what in New Orleans they say soda pop.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I think that even I know there are all types of different dialects and mm-hmm. you know enunciations of words or whatever. So I just automatically when I meet somebody and they may not pronounce things like now if the grammar just off, I'd be like, oh my God, what is going on here? But you know, if they just pronounce something a little different, I just think it's cute. I'd be like, Lord. Not my man with his little,
but you know,
his
they,
little country talking ass.
Studies are showing now that the dialect is almost gone, that you cannot really tell where somebody's from anymore because everybody's dialect is almost the same.
Really?
You That's think what so? They're saying. Yeah, it's studies.
I don't know. I'm paying more attention now to the way people pronounce things, and now I can kind of tell, oh, she's from Maryland, or she's, and I'll ask them, I'm like, you from Maryland? And I'll be like, yeah, how'd you know? I heard it. Yeah. Or I'll say, you from but Louisiana? Saying,
do you think you have lost some of your dialect?
Oh, I definitely have.
You have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there are certain words that is going to come out and it's going to sound like totally New York. And then I'm going to get into my little country girl. And then y'all going to be like, yeah, she New York, but she done been down here a long time.
I know a lot of people, when they do leave a certain area, that's one thing they do not want to, you know, have taken away from them is their dialect. They want to keep that because I guess that's the last thing that they have. They, you know, you no longer live in that city, you know, you no longer live in that state or whatever. So when I move, at least I can still have something to represent myself from.
Nobody give a fuck about that.
But you know, some
yeah,
people do.
I know. But here, I'm gonna tell people off rip. Like, you remember when we went to New York to Tedra Moses' show,
mm-hmm.
and the girl was like, "Oh, well, she don't sound like she from New York."
Yeah,
I was like, "Well, I am."
Yeah,
I remember. So I don't give a damn what you think I sound like. You don't look like you from New York, little girl.
Yeah, because as soon as we talked, everybody was like, "Y'all from the South?"
Yeah.
Yep.
And I was like, "No."
And I think one of them was from.
Right, down south.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you up here in New York perpetrating, telling me I don't sound like, girl, get the fuck out of here. Bye. Mm-hmm. I know where I'm from, and I rep New York City. And people would love to be like, oh, well, you done been here 20-something years, so I don't give a fuck. If I was born there and came here 2 days old, nigga, I'm from New York, born and bred. Don't play with me. I ain't repping this shit. I am not proud of South Carolina with their old red asses.
Okay, so Sue, with you being, you know, traveled and being around, being
she's
a military.
German.
I always say I'm from Albany. Y'all know that. I will tell everybody I'm from Albany, Georgia.
Yes, my
no
German
shame
friend.
About it.
My German friend from Albany.
Albany, Georgia. Where you from? Albany. And it's Albany and not Albany, like they say up north.
Albany?
Albany.
They say Albany.
They say Albany. We say Albany, like A-L-L-B-E-N-Y.
Yeah, I call it Albany. Albany, New York.
I call it Albany, too.
Albany, yeah. New York.
No, say it again.
Albany.
See?
That's what I say, Albany.
It's Albany.
Albany?
Yeah, we
Benny
say Albany.
Benny is B-E-N-Y. No.
Like you say
or
stuff.
Or Benny Hill.
Like your language, we like Albany.
Albany.
It's a twang.
Yeah, it's a twang. It's a long draw. It's a long southern draw.
Have y'all ever, look, I'm always reverting back to sex. I'm sounding like a friend. Have y'all ever, like I love talkers in sex, right? Have y'all ever had someone to talk during sex and the enunciation of a word that they might have said during sex just kind of tickled your fancy a little bit, you know, aside from, you know, what's supposed to tickle down there. But just said something during sex and you just cracked the fuck up and it just kind of ruined the mood a little bit.
Give me an example.
I don't know.
I think even if you laugh during sex, it'll kind of be like, what you laughing about? And then you can't stop laughing. Well, that happens.
I had a moment.
We gonna go down. We gonna go down Hoville for a minute. I had a moment during a sexual experience, and we all know that sometimes when air gets entrapped in the vaginal canal and it is released, you might hear a sound that sounds like flatulence. That dang got your fart. Get right
after that
because when it happened he was like oh that thing talking to me.
He's talking,
yeah, he said, "Who that thing talking to me?"
This thing is crazy.
Very. Why is her face turned the color of her shirt?
She's crazy. And everybody knows it.
Cause she done turned
red. Cause you know how it shocked you at first. You be like, hold on, what's that? And then you realize where it's coming from, right? And then you be like, oh. And so then when it keep doing it, you be like, can you stop? What is wrong with you, girlfriend?
So y'all ain't never fart while having sex?
Oh, what you mean, like, from the...
Not from the hoo-ha.
You got to say the rooter or the tootle.
I think it was just gas. It didn't have no odor.
Okay.
Am I being too much? You know I'm saying too much? I'm just saying.
They need to hear.
But it wasn't an odor to women it, like...
Okay, so did the man hear it?
Yes.
Oh, what did he say?
Nothing. He kept going.
He thought he made the coochie poop.
I don't know.
He was just relaxed. Yeah, he can't.
You
yeah.
Just relaxed.
Yeah, yeah,
just,
yeah. Yeah, ain't no sphincter. It
wasn't no odor, so I was. Yeah. I think it was just gas that came out the
now,
wrong.
Now, were you missionary or were you doggy?
Missionary.
Okay, because if that was doggy, that was.
Now, that probably would have been a different conversation.
And I'm going to tell you, ladies, see, we don't went all the way left today, so we're going to take
When do we not?
Yeah. So, this show is going to be about uncompromising sexual stuff today.
No.
Oh, God.
So, have you ever, and this is what we do, right? We go out with the dude. Normally, we go to eat, right? Mm-hmm. And then he gets you back to the, come on and go with me. Come on over to my place. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now y'all back and y'all chilling and y'all done had some drinks. And he was like, let's move on to the bedroom. And you like, all right. And then, you know, you had a lot to eat for dinner. Mm-hmm. and he get the, I put a post up the other day. Have y'all had a nigga just knock the Mario coins out your goddamn ass? And I remember one time I was real full, and he had shook all the Mario coins up in there. And I was like, oh, God, do I have to shit? Jesus, take it easy, brother. You're about to make me fuck your bed up. And so when he was done, and y'all know my stomach already a little.
I was like,
all right, let me get up. And I went and blew that bitch bathroom off.
Wait a minute.
Did you leave?
Wait a minute.
I couldn't. He done shook.
Right.
Wait a minute.
I know where you going, yes. Boy. Go ahead and go.
I don't normally. So, like.
Because if that was him.
Yeah, he would have had to go to my I said my guest bathroom. You can boo-boo in my guest bathroom. You cannot boo-boo in my room. My bathroom in my room. So after I almost didn't make it. So I had to go, yeah, because he had shook everything, all the liquor and the food up in there.
I was like, hold on.
Did he say anything after you came out of the bathroom?
Yeah, he was like, you all right? You a little... I said, nigga, you had done bust my shit up. So at this time, I said, he's like, well, I was thinking maybe we could go for a round two. I was like, well, first of all, no. Secondly, I need the beige because the way I just assassinated that toilet, nobody can go up in there no more.
I've been in a situation like that too, but you know what? I had to stop mid. I couldn't.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. I had to stop. Yeah.
Talk about a colon cleanse.
Yeah.
That has never happened to me.
That's, you're blessed.
Yeah.
Oh, you're thankful.
Just y'all can't have Mario coin vertebra breaking D after a large meal. It just don't go together. Mm-mm. You gotta, if you have an inkling that you are gonna go get this man some after dinner, things you don't eat, dairy, green.
Cabbage.
Vegetables and salads gonna have you farting all over that man. I'm sure.
Yeah, kind of know what to eat.
Cruciferous
what to avoid.
Vegetables gonna make you pass gas. Don't eat them. Eat light shit. And then you ain't got to smoke your plate. Girl, take some of that shit home so you can take to work with you the next day.
Right.
You cannot give nobody no good. Like, you can't even hop up and down up off that thing. Like, you want to do your acrobats, right? You want to get on your knees. You want to get on top. You want to get it for the side.
But, you know, it's so embarrassing. It's very embarrassing.
It is. So you can't do all that when you all heavy on the tummy and you got all this goddamn whole plate of food up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially starches. Starches are going to make you feel very lazy during sex. You want to feel light when you're having sex. So,
yeah,
you know,
one thing about me, I already know what foods make me, you know, make my stomach irritated, whatever.
So,
for the most part, I probably end up making myself go to the bathroom, which is not hard for me to do.
Right.
Go and be taking a shower and then we get to it. Mm. I've learned over the years.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, so you so fortunate.
Cause I'm gonna put you to work. You done got me over here. You done got all these lucky charms in your bed. Oh, you gonna do everything, sir.
He gonna knock the Mario coins
and he gonna
and
eat.
You gonna keep your lives.
And he gonna eat all of the orifices, everyone. And so I had to make sure everything. It's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should.
And yeah. And, you know, ladies, definitely. And I always, like, if I know I'm going to have some relations, I do drink pineapple juice. Mm-hmm. I love pineapple juice, grapefruit juice.
And I love grapefruit.
Yeah. And.
Yes. That's my favorite fruit.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Which one? Grapefruit? Right. Yes, we know she. Yes, and pineapples and strawberries are mine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, and another thing that I've noticed that I'm going to. This is some good game from Auntie.
Mm-hmm.
I have an essential oil. It's a tea tree oil. You could use tea tree. You could use eucalyptus. Whatever. You can take this essential oil and put inside your vaginal canal.
Oh.
It's very stimulating for the other party as well as yourself. And it helps to balance your pH and fights off bacteria.
And coconut oil too, right?
Yes. So you can add it to your coconut oil and make a lubricant as well as a sexual stimulant. Drop the motherfucking bomb for me, Mr. Engineer. Can you do that? He is in his phone talking to hoes, but I just done gave
you know what?
Never mind. Code.
Kaboom! Kaboom! Boom! 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 So, go ahead and get y'all a little. Now, what I have is I have a syringe that has no needle. Yeah. Thank you.
He all late on the mother. Okay. See, that's how niggas do. They come on, come in all late. You be like, oh, okay, he thank late, you, sir. But
never denied.
That's all right. So you can take you a little syringe. You know me, I'm Nurse Pretty. I got a little bit of everything at the house. So you take you a syringe that does not have the needle, but, you know, almost like a plunger where you would give, like, a child cough syrup, right? Mm-hmm. Something similar to that. And you can make a little concoction of tea tree oil and coconut oil, and you just squirt it up in that thing right before Cleotis come over, because you might not want no worms on you. I'm still an advocate of, I am not your safety deposit box. Don't leave nothing in there that wasn't in there prior to. Okay. But you just go and put that up in there. That thing is going to balance that pH. It's going to give you a little twang on your thing.
So it helps conquer vaginal dryness.
Yes. And because the coconut oil helps with that.
Yeah.
It stimulates the libido and everything.
Right. Okay. And the coconut oil really is just the carrier oil that you pair with the eucalyptus or the tea tree.
Okay, run that back, Turbo. Tell the people one more time what they need to do.
Okay, so you can either, some people don't always have access to pure tea tree oil.
Mm-hmm.
So in lieu of that, you can use eucalyptus or some type of mint oil,
mm-hmm.
right? Tea tree is always the best, though. The mint is the one that's going to give you the stimulation.
Okay. Right.
Like, have you ever?
Like the menthol.
Right. Same. Right. Okay. So, right. A mentee. So that's even with, like, giving head. You can use the mouthwash, or you can use the spearmint gum, mm-hmm. and it gives, like, a refreshing feeling when it's paired onto
the saliva.
Well, onto the saliva is going to take in, the shaft of the penis.
Okay.
And he's going to love it. He's going to feel like he's going ice skating or skiing on the glacier slopes of Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be refreshing.
That's an oldie and goodie right there.
Yeah, it is.
But so now we taking it a step up. We putting the tea tree and the eucalyptus in with the carrier oil, which is the coconut. And we're making a lube and a stimulant. And a bacteria killer.
Mm.
Come on, Jesus.
That's a good combination.
Yeah, and I gave y'all that for free.
For free.
Free. All we ask you to do is like and share the episode with your girlfriend so y'all can go and get that thingy thing. Twangy twangy.
Now they ain't going to get rid of the man. Ain't going to get rid of him.
Yeah. I mean, but some of them. You don't want to get rid of some of them. You trying to lure.
You can't use it on everybody.
You
I
can't.
Guess.
No.
That's what it is.
Cause see, now that you have magic pussy, now that thing is magical. It's like a unicorn. He's never felt this before.
I was thinking about Lucky Charms. Magical, delicious. Yeah. Is that Lucky Charms?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you. I said when I get in the bed with all these Lucky Charms I got down here. I gives my man an experience when we do the damn thing. That's why I have him trying to find me in the daylight with a flashlight.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
I mean, let's talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies, all y'all got a coochie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what y'all think is so magical about your coochie. You have to make it magical. Just a bare essential. Just regular degular coochie ain't great coochie. You gotta do some tricks and flips and add-ons and, you know, you just gotta have some amenities to your coochie in order for it to be fabulous.
Yeah.
Because everybody got a coochie.
You're right.
90-year-old women got a coochie.
And I want to be 90 years old still using my coochie.
Right.
What Suki say? Suki say she's Suki with the good coochie.
Ooh, Suki, I mean, she Suki got to have something. Because
Suki do a lot. Suki do a lot, though. She does a lot. What are you laughing about?
I'm laughing about, Mom.
Yeah, Suki is different.
But Suki tell you, you ain't about to get no regular degular.
No, and it, over I believe here. She ain't got no regular degular.
I pull out all, but now you don't pull the stops out for
everybody.
Jeremy that work at Advanced Auto Parts that bring you a bag of cookout. You don't give him.
But he probably gave. You don't give him the unicorn oil change kit for. You know, no. He probably did a good service.
Hell no. No. Mm-mm. You give the unicorn coochie to the John that flies you out for the weekend and take you to the mall and send you back home with a little change in your pocket. So you give him the unicorn coochie. Because you want to show your appreciation for being flued out and being pampered for the weekend.
What did you call it?
Unicorn coochie.
What is that?
That's that one of a kind. It's fabulous. That's that.
It's got Lucky Charms in it.
That rare.
Yellow diamonds. Pink horseshoes. That coochie.
It rains.
We can all agree. Hold on. We can all agree between the three of us that we have gone above and beyond with our coochie experience with men based on how we have been treated by that man.
Oh, yeah.
Can we say that?
Yes, that's true. Yes.
So you're going to get missionary on my back, no head. Come on, nigga, let's do this for the Jeremy boy who he does the minimal for you, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But for the man who goes a little above and beyond, you can tell that he's listening because he said, hey, I bought your favorite candy. Hey, I heard you wanted to go to so-and-so, so I started looking for the down payment options on the trip. You going to go in a little bit more for him because...
Girl, you going to wear your back out.
Hey, yeah.
Slip disc and everything.
You going to knock the Mario coins.
Girl, you're going to be walking thing. Like on Shamar.
Ooh!
Ow! Shamar is something else.
Did he curve? Did he convex? You go
be walking like Shamar.
Did he convex my lumbar spine?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
Going to be walking. I don't know if y'all see that on Instagram or TikTok. The Blue Chews?
No.
Y'all got to look that up.
The Blue
Chews.
Yeah.
Blue Chews.
Just send it to me.
Blue Chews, honey. Once you come in walking, you're going to leave in a wheelchair. Okay.
Blue Chews, that's some kind of enhancement.
For men, yes. It's an enhancement for men. And
oh, Lord, they done upgraded from the honey packs.
Oh, I didn't know about honey packs.
Vaughn, how you ain't know about the honey packs? From the gas station.
Oh, I'm thinking something like on social media.
No.
Okay, yeah.
So it's the upgrade from the honey
pack. It's called Blue Chews.
God damn, these niggas always got something.
And honey.
And I want to talk to, you know, all the people of the world who manufacture products. Y'all got all this shit for dudes that help them with their pee-pee. What do y'all make for women?
Because women need help, too.
Yeah.
They don't have women honey packs?
Girl, that shit don't work. I tried it. They call it Pink Panther.
Oh.
It don't work?
Hell no, that shit don't
work.
At
all, they don't?
At all.
Yeah, because, you know, once you get at a certain age, you know.
Or you've had some things operated on down there.
Oh.
Yeah, it don't work the same no more. And that's why I have to make mine a little unicornish on my own. And I'm doing a good job. I ain't had no... Look, ain't nobody put in no bad reviews.
Ain't nobody want to do a transfer on you.
Yeah, they still 5-star.
Put their transfer papers in.
Yeah, they still putting 5-star.
I don't want to go over there. I don't want to stay here no more.
Yeah. And to the ones who want to... Every time I try to leave, some keep pulling me back.
Yeah, that's how you got to make your coochie, young ladies. Mm-hmm. He going to think about leaving, and then when he think about the unicorn.
He shouldn't even think about leaving. Yeah, you know.
Drown. What's that song by Pleasure P?
I don't know Pleasure P songs.
Go Under, Something drown under, go under.
So we're so
it's an old song.
So off the subject of sex for a minute. We're not perfect. We're not perfect as women. So there's gonna be a time when, you know, your man kind of running around the house or he out with his boys. I'm like, that bitch get on my nerves. Like she does, she that, she didn't do this. So I'm not saying that sex is the only thing that can keep him here, because you have to have some kind of common ground other than sex. Mm-hmm. So he has to really enjoy you, you know, as a person. You have to have engaging conversation. Mm-hmm. You have to make him laugh. You have to be aesthetically pleasing. He has to, you know, love the way you cook, clean, take care of your children, love your family. There has to be something, mm-hmm. you know, remarkable about you that says, this is my woman. I want to claim her. I want to take care of her. I want, you know, to give her everything I got. And subpar bitches don't get men. I'm lying. I'm lying. Because I'm noticing a trend.
What you noticing?
That for some reason, subpar bitches be the ones that keep the man. And it's the ones that are remarkable that are having the problem.
So I read this thing the other day. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, it says attractive women are, or attractive people. It didn't say women. It says attractive people are the they're the most single out of everyone because their standards are higher. Most attractive, and it's not saying beauty attractive, but you know, people who have a lot going for themselves, that has a good attraction as far as job or security or whatever, they are the most, you know, high single rate people mm-hmm. out here. And the ones that have lower standards are the ones that are in relationships, because they will accept and settle for anything.
But I feel like it's like that because it's not challenging. If they're not making you think about it, a subpar woman,
I wish I had that,
is not making a man come in and pay all the bills, go above and beyond for her. Like, she's just kind of saying, hey, I'm glad you're here, and you can do as much or as little as you want to do. And she's not really holding him to a standard. Mm. Can you agree to that? So I think for the more attractive, more successful woman who mm-hmm. requires, you know, more, she's going to kind of pull him to the carpet and say, hey, this is not enough. I need more. Mm-hmm. I need you to step this shit all the way up. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? So, and I don't think men want that. I think they want a lot of men. I'm not saying all men. A lot of men in this day and age want to do the bare minimum. Mm. And they want to do the bare minimum, yet they want, oh my God, Vaughn, mm-hmm. me and Vaughn have a friend on Facebook. I don't know if you're friends with him or not, but he goes into these posts about why do women talk about money so much, and why is it that, you know, the expectations are so high for these women, yet they don't feel like they should have to do anything. You know who I'm mm-hmm. talking about, right, Vaughn? Mm-hmm. And he gets to be so annoying. Mm-hmm. So I made a post one day about the possibilities are endless. You should always ask for more than what you want and never settle. Mm. He replies, you have to be realistic. What is being realistic? Accepting your bare fucking minimum, sir? Or is being realistic knowing my worth and expecting that and more? Because, yeah, I'm not going to go with being realistic.
So do we give our bare minimum?
I don't.
As women?
I don't.
So you feel like every woman gives their all to men?
I don't.
Or they
like
don't hold back?
I think some women do, and that's why they get hurt so easily.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there are certain women who give a little. Mm-hmm. There are certain women that give too much. And there are certain women who expect a lot for nothing, mm-hmm. or a lot for a little. Mm-hmm. So the type of woman I am, I match energy. And it's not being, you know, an asshole regarding matching energy. Mm-hmm. I show my man everything from the gate of what I'm able to do. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of what naturally attracts men. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to reciprocate what I've shown him. If his reciprocation is not to where my standards are, mm-hmm. You don't get the best of me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give the best of me for a subpar experience with you. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. And eventually they'll fall off.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I know what I embody as a woman, and I'm cocky and confident enough to say, I ain't everybody. I'm me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. when I say I actually do research into what men like, what men desire, how I want to be desired as a woman, what I can do as a woman to make myself, you know, top tier. Mm-hmm. This is the work that I put in to be a top tier motherfucker. And I'm that. Mm-hmm. Now, do I think the forward from the goddamn Boston Celtics going to come to Columbia, South Carolina to get me? No, I don't. You know why? Because I weigh 185 motherfucking pounds and I'm not going to the goddamn gym. And I don't have the kind of lifestyle that affords me to attract that kind of man. Now, could that man meet me and have a good goddamn time and say, hey, I could get this fat bitch a trainer and and take her on back to Boston with me and do something with her? He can see that in me. Mm-hmm. Now, is he gonna come to South Carolina and get Rasputia, who worked down at the call center and has never really tried to figure out what makes men tick? She don't read books. She doesn't live the lifestyle. She doesn't have the want or the need. Yet she talks to her homegirls on her lunch break. And I ain't saying shit about nobody work at no motherfucking call center before y'all hoes call up here and be like, well, what's wrong with working at the call center? I'm just saying, you got to step outside of yourself if you want more for right. yourself.
You have to.
That's all I'm saying. Yes. So, getting back on track. Mm-hmm. If you sitting back 290 pounds with your homegirls and be like, shit, I can get the forward from the Sixers and your credit score 550. No, ma'am, you can't. No, ma'am, you cannot. Because you don't even have the mindset to take on a man like that. Okay? So we have to. So to me, that's realistic. You have to be in the mind space and the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I knew the forward from the Celtics was coming to get me, I'm getting in motherfucking training. I got to be ready. Who is the goddamn forward for the Celtics? Do y'all know?
Now?
Yeah. I don't even know.
That's I don't know.
I just know that they're the champs.
That's not my team.
Congratulations to them.
So, I just know Jaylen Brown because that's my son's okay. Favorite.
So let's say Jaylen Brown. How old Jaylen Brown is? He young, ain't it, too?
Yeah.
He ain't coming to get my old, but he might. He might could come. Because young little boys, they like old women's. And I, you know, if I had kept myself up to the standard of, you know, just being okay with being a little cougar wildcat.
Oh, Jaylen is 27.
I think I could.
And his birthday is October
24th. Really?
Yes!
Okay. I love it. So he's a Scorpio like me. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Scorpio men is something. Well, November Scorpio men, but not October. So I think me and Jaylen could, and I'm 20 years older than him. Ugh.
He used to play for the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah. I feel like that'd be a little too pedophile-ish. I don't think I would want to do that. Yeah. But like I said, you gotta be in the mind space. You have to have the mind space and the intellectual capacity to embody that persona and to naturally attract a man of that caliber. You do.
Why do you think some men attract? Well, think about it. Think about the celebrities. The women that they choose, what are they known for? Because see, what I was told is that most men that are celebrities, especially ball players and rappers and singers or whatever, they're, especially going with the opposite race, those are the women that those races already passed by. And we pick up what they don't want.
Mm. Wow. Mm.
I think black men of success, they tend to like a more exotic woman.
And the reason why they say that is that because most of the women that they pick are, they had nothing going on for themselves. You don't know who they are. You don't know who they were before dating that person. And then you look at...
And they don't look like us.
And then when you look at the other successful people, most of those women have already come from success.
Mm-hmm. So I think... couldn't you... But so...
I'm thinking about our former governor. You are absolutely correct. Because she was the one that had the money. Her family had the money.
And... Yeah. We pick up the ones that they pass by because they don't really have much going for themselves in their status. But for us, it's because they may do what you please, you know, do what you like or.
Yeah. I mean, like I said,
whatever.
There's a mindset that comes.
Might be the soulmate.
There's a
right?
mindset that comes with those caliber of men.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like black women. Because, Lord have mercy, Jesus, I'm going to say that there is a rare breed of us that, you know, we kind of know what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you got them some, I ain't giving no head. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. He ain't just a nigga with money. He just, you know what I'm saying? So, with that mindset, those are the women who... They put us in a general category of and say, I don't want to deal with that. And they go into this category or pool of women that don't look like us. And they are the praisers. They are the ones that will do anything, anytime, any place, how you want it, daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with it. Mm-hmm. And you don't have all that ruckus and talking back and attitude and bullshit that you have. And so this is what they're picking. So they want the most with the least amount of problems. So if you can't be that, they don't want it.
They want their peace.
Yeah.
And they know they would do whatever it is that needs to be done for you to have that peace.
She's going
to
work out. She's going to look the part. She's going
She's not
going to
question.
She's, right. She's going to know her place. She's going to do what needs to be done. And I'm going to be the king of this house. Period. That's what they want. So if you ain't ready to sign on for that, then you need to take the step back.
Oh, well.
But I need these basic, average, everyday men who feel like all the fuck they supposed to do is go to work and give you some pipe. Mm-hmm. They want to do the bare minimum. Go to work. Get a little piece of little rusty nuts. And take you on a little carnival cruise. Don't finish. Once in your lifetime. And you remember that cruise it took you on goddamn 5 years ago.
What you mean I don't take you nowhere?
That was 5 years ago, sir. You gotta take me on a vacation once or twice a year. You have to buy me flowers a couple times outside of, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, they said what, the 7 day rule? I mean the seven rule. You date every 7 days. You do something.
I think like you should have a trip quarterly. At least.
And then every 7 months, you need to take a little outing or something away from the kids. You know, right. It's like the 7-7-7 rule.
They want to be praised for just doing the bare minimum sometime.
And that's what it is. Every 7 days, like 7 days you date. And then, it was like 7-7-7. I just remember 7 days of dating and then 7 months of you need to have some type of excursion where it's a weekend or it's a
however,
yeah,
right. But just to be like, well, I did something one time and then you don't do nothing no more,
yeah, no,
that's not. And then you think you're gonna get the best of me? That's not okay, sir.
It was something I was gonna say about that, knowing your worth, knowing your value. What's the girl name?
Who?
From Destiny's Child. Kelly? No, Kelly.
Ooh.
So Kelly was supposed to did the Today Show or some show.
Yeah, morning show. Will Holder and Jenna. And, I watched it that day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, she never appeared because I guess the dressing room or their room was not fit for her. Mm-hmm. And so she asked, you know, move me to a bigger room. Mm-hmm. And so they were trying to accommodate her. However, J-Lo had the bigger room and she was promoting, I guess she's promoting an album or she's promoting something. But you asked me to be your host. And as a host, I should be getting the bigger room. Now, this is where I agree with Kelly. And this is where coming, kind of playing the same thing you're saying, knowing your worth, knowing your standards. Could she have accepted, you know, the smaller room, whatever? Because a lot of people's like, oh, she's just being a diva. She's just being this. But just think about it. If I accept anything, they're going to throw anything at me and expect me to accept
it. But also that day, Kelly was upset because she specifically asked no Beyonce questions. And when she was on there earlier, they did deep dive into asking Beyonce questions.
Oh, so she was pissed off.
So it was just kind of like, I asked you all
not to
and you did it.
And you did it anyway.
Okay, so yeah. There's more to that story.
So, but what I'm saying is know your worth. Stand up for yourself. Don't let anyone make you feel like you have to be
accepted or
obligated to what they want. And just think about other people. Right. And it's not about a race thing. Just think about other people that have status, right?
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't accept it. You know, and then guess what? You're going to accommodate at some point. Now, they said they could not accommodate because all the rooms
were either
full or it's like one of the oldest buildings in New York as far as where they are located. And all the rooms are kind of similar. And they were willing to give her more rooms or whatever, but that wasn't it. She was like, no. And I applaud her for that because I thought about it at first. I said, well, she could have. I mean, it's just the Today Show. Like, you know, she's not there permanently. She could have did that.
And that's when I would have stepped outside of myself as a veteran to say, you know what? We did invite you here as our host. So I'm going to give up my dressing room for the day. Yeah. And I'm going to let you have mine because I'm so glad you're here.
Right. And
I can go to the goddamn Love's truck stop.
I don't think Kelly gave them a time. I think Kelly just left. She told them. Yeah, because I think Hoda was sitting there. She was like, well, you know, she did not know what happened. And they talked about it, I think, the next day, her and Jenna. And she was like, we absolutely love Kelly. I'm not sure exactly what happened. But you're always welcome.
I think
on
once
Today's
they
show.
Came back and said that what they could not do, it was a wrap.
Yeah.
You know, I think they did ask.
She just up and left.
And bam.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want us to have that standard about ourselves mm-hmm. within personal work, whatever. Mm-hmm. If I feel like I deserve better, then I'm going to do better. I'm going to hold myself accountable. I just felt like at that point in time, like, you know what? She did the right thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really do believe, now me not knowing the question part, mm-hmm.
But you also can't have these high standards and don't set the standard.
Well, you have to be able to meet your standard.
Right.
You got to be.
Right.
You can't have the high proof. Standards and then yeah. you just some right. mediocre, right. you know, laying low, whatever. No, that's yeah. unrealistic expectations.
Yeah. That's what I was saying about Precious and expecting the ball player.
Yeah.
But then you doing the bare minimum.
Like, yeah. Or a man like wanting that. You to meet these expectations and he's not even there to meet his own expectations. But you want me to meet those criterias when
you're not even
your bank account negative, you got you know what I'm saying, or your finances are not even in order, but you want me to come over here and cook and clean mm-hmm. when you can't even control your finances mm-hmm. you know, little simple things. Or you got these kids that's wilding in the mouth talking about me and you can't even control them, but you want me to come over here and play mama. Mm-hmm. You know, little things like that mm-hmm. adds up. So the expectation is, I'm not coming. No. Mm-mm. What I'm doing? I'm cooking and cleaning for what? Or I'm bringing groceries over here mm-hmm. because now I know why. Because you can't even control your finance. You want me to be the one to cook it. Oh, baby, what you going to grab from the store tonight? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no wonder. You know what I'm saying? Just little things.
Okay.
So It is crazy, but you know, don't expect something from someone else that you can't give yourself.
Yep. That's the truth.
And women need to make sure that they are holding themselves accountable and that you can do what
you're requiring the other person to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's because it's in sex, in relationships, mm-hmm. and all that. Don't have me, baby, you gonna give me some hair tonight? Nigga.
That's a whole nother show.
You gonna give me some tonight?
Yeah.
I'm always going first.
Can you even?
Yes.
Can you even, sir? But that's a whole nother show, ain't it?
It's a whole nother show, but it's the same. Like, come on now. Don't have me to do things that you can't eat, that you can't do or won't do.
Take us out, fine.
We already gone. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank y'all for tuning in today's episode. We really enjoyed this.
Getting off the subject.
Look, I don't even know what the episode is called, but we enjoyed it. And to just run it back and listen to us on all platforms. And you can never miss an episode on our website, thevarynecessarypodcast.com. And like I said, you can catch us on Instagram. And you know what? We do have a page. It's called The Unapologetic Talk. It's on Facebook. You know, give us some tips or what your thoughts on the episode, and just share with us, okay? Soupsie.
All right. Y'all have a wonderful day. That's all I can. Yeah.
What the hell?
Y'all have spiritual. A wonderful day.
Wait a minute. And this is birthday month.
Mm-hmm. And I have checked out.
I can tell.
Oh, my God.
And I'm doing it for my mental health.
We're going to die cup
physical pain. Health, emotional, social, and financial.
Why? It's
because self-care
is very necessary.
And that's what I'm doing now. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.